And in Silicon Valley, the buzz is the latest hire by Yahoo. Marissa Mayer is the new CEO. Yahoo lured the 37-year-old away from Google, where she was one of that company's most prominent executives. She studied computer science at Stanford, was hired on as employee number 20 at Google, and as NPR's Steve Henn reports, she's something of a rock star in the tech world.
For years, the rap on Yahoo has been, this company lacks focus.
Yahoo has Yahoo Maps, Yahoo Movies, Yahoo TV, Yahoo Sports, Yahoo Travel.
Shervon Boskirk is an internet analyst at Forrester Research. She says it hasn't helped that Marissa Mayer will be Yahoo's sixth CEO in just 4 years.
There's no rhyme or reason into what businesses they're going into. So my advice to Yahoo would be to streamline some of this stuff and focus on the few particular places where Yahoo can be the best in the world.
Van Boskirk was hoping for a CEO with a clearly articulated and focused vision for Yahoo's future. She says she was disappointed by this choice. Marissa Mayer's background is in product development. She's done lots of different stuff. She helped create the look and feel of Google's now iconic search page. She helped launch Gmail. And back in 2009, Charlie Rose asked her why she thought Yahoo was struggling.
Well, I definitely think that what drives technology companies is the people. Because in a technology company, it's always about what are you going to do next.
Right.
So then it comes down to, well, who's going to build that thing that you
right,
do next?
Right.
So if you have the best
so
people,
talent is the key.
That's a huge benefit. And I do think that some of what happened with Yahoo was a little bit of that lost focus. But I also think that over the events of recent years, they've lost a lot of their good people.
So Mayer's first mission might be to try and make Yahoo cool again, a place where great people actually want to come to work. And this is something Mayer may be uniquely well-suited to do. She's well-known in Silicon Valley. She's mentored hundreds of former Google executives. In recent years, Yahoo and Microsoft have been close allies in the search war against Google. Now, with Mayer in charge, the tech world will be watching to see if Yahoo could switch sides. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.